Right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Well, there's a new big dog in school. A new world's richest man.
Yeah.
You know who it used to be? Elon Musk. And he was the world's richest man for a while, but now Larry Ellison overtakes him.
That's Larry Shoes.
Larry Ellison is, yeah, Larry of Larry Shoes. Larry Ellison, also the co-founder of Oracle. He is 81 years of age.
That's the upright vac, right?
No, that's the auric. So this is his fortune surged on one day, on Tuesday. They announced better than expected earnings for Oracle. And so the stock went up. And his net worth went up $101 billion in one day. That is unbelievable.
Why are you class president, man?
Donnie has some questions for him now.
Okay, so it went up $100 billion. What was he worth before then?
Well, now he's worth $393 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
So you do the subtraction of the
I don't know what the difference is. That's a lot.
It's impossible to figure out. And now Elon Musk has $385 billion.
Did you see the news around him last week?
Elon Musk or Larry Ellison?
Elon Musk. So his board at Tesla gave him an incentive package.
Oh, yeah.
And if he hits all of these incentives over the next, I think it's like 6 years or something, he will become the world's first trillionaire.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they did this about 10 years ago. They gave him some crazy incentives that nobody thought he could hit, and he hit every single one of them to become like a 300 billionaire.
Uh-huh.
And if he hits these, we will actually have a trillionaire walking the earth.
Okay, so Larry Ellison making $101 billion in one day, what will his quality of life change at all?
No.
No. He'll still play with his miniature giraffe and
eat the same dinner he was going to eat.
That he eats his meals on and all that.
If you're one of his kids, do you want him to give away all of his money to charity? Do you like him signing the billionaire pledge that Gates and Warren Buffett have done?
I don't think they care because they know they're still getting billions. They may not get $400 billion, but those kids still know they're getting $50 billion or something.
I think what is the billionaire pledge is that you give away 95%, I think it is, of your net worth to charity. So wouldn't that be great if he did Senior Source?
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
I don't think Jerry signed that, did he?
No.
That billionaire
Jerry
pledge?
Jerry didn't sign anything.
No, he doesn't do that.
Jerry Scott couldn't even sign Micah.
Thank you, Norm.
Hello.
So,
hey.
At what point does the billionaire's life not change? Like, what do you think the figure is that beyond that price, he really will experience no difference? It's higher than most people think, I believe. Because I think people would be surprised at how much billionaires can spend.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a number, right? I mean, certainly once you hit $5 billion, you think, maybe? It doesn't.
Or just that first billion. Do you think once you get to that magic spot, then nothing really changes?
So let's
that.
Put it in perspective. How much is $1 billion? So that's $1,000 million. Am I correct there?
I think that's right.
Hold on, Peyton.
I would say it's much higher than $1 billion because the difference between having $1 billion and $20 billion is a lot. With $20 billion, you can go out and pay cash for a pro sports franchise and still have $10 to $15 billion left over.
Right.
So you can't do that with $1 billion. So there's somewhere in there. And for Jerry, the difference was he was experiencing differences along the way with his growth. At some point, he was able to get the helicopter.
Right.
At some point, he was able
that
to get
the yacht.
That was
pretty late into the billion-dollar run.
Right.
I mean, he was probably only at, what, $8 billion when he got the helicopter?
Probably somewhere around there, yeah.
And we would have thought $8 billion, we would have thought $5 billion is unlimited money, and he doesn't even get the helicopter until $8 billion,
yeah.
If in this example.
I'm going to say it's somewhere past $20 billion.
Oh my gosh.
That when you start adding more billions, your life doesn't change that,
is,
that much.
That is $20 billion. So that's $20,000 million. Is that right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Who,
ask Peyton.
No, nobody could ever know.
That just boggles the mind. And that we have so many billionaires now in the world.
Larry Ellison has $400
yes.
billion
but
dollars.
Now, a lot of that's in stock.
Sure.
So,
he doesn't have it.
Us plebes, we always make the assumption that, man, he's worth so-and-so. That doesn't mean he actually has that money as every day walking around spending money.
Right.
I mean, yes, he can liquidate and buy things with it, but it's like Jerry's being tied up with the team. He has to leverage the team in order to realize some of that money because Jerry right. has no interest in selling the team.
Right.
So I don't know how to figure it. I wonder what Jerry's walking around net worth is, if that makes sense.
I mean, like money outside the Cowboys or?
Yeah, it's like what is – how much money does he have to be rich on? If you,
that's a good
if
one.
If you have – I mean – not counting selling the Cowboys and realizing the principal. Yeah.
So they estimate his net worth around $15 billion right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then what are the Cowboys
about
in that?
10 to 12. That's conservative. I think
right.
he could get 20 if he sold them, but they estimate 10 to 12. So that's another 3 to 4, let's say, that he's got. But a lot of that is tied up in oil fields and real estate.
Right.
So what does he actually have?
What does he have in the bank or in his Vanguard account that he can hit sell on and then get the money the next day?
What does Jerry have in his checking account right now?
Yes.
Wow.
And how much does Jerry handle bills?
Would you
do you think that Jerry still sits down and, God, this
no.
Gene, did you see what our TXU is this month? This is ridiculous.
No way.
Somebody handles that for the Jones family. They
yeah.
have, but
would it
he
shock
does not,
you?
When was the last time that Jerry sat down and paid an actual utility bill or a credit card bill?
Pre-Cowboys.
You think it's that long ago?
Yes.
Maybe the first year when he was here. With the Cowboys, he was still doing both.
Oh, I bet you it went maybe 5 years into the Cowboys. Maybe after that third Super Bowl win, he turned over paying the bills each month to somebody else. But I think he held on for a while. That's my theory.
Yeah,
like, when
know.
Was the last time that Jerry went to a car lot, test drove a few cars, and then haggled with the guy to try to get the payments that he wanted each month? And
pre-Cowboys. Pre-Love Field credit card incident.
You think when the car salesman saw Jerry walking on the lot, they were fighting to, hey, let me go take care of him. Let me take him.
Yeah, I bet he hadn't done that. That was pre-Cowboys. He just has his vehicles delivered.
So this is the second-gen Prius, right? This is the looking for a quality used car. Well, Larry Ellison, $393 billion. Oracle's stock price jumped nearly 40%.
Damn.
And so he's the world's richest man. And I don't know what Oracle even does.
I thought you did.
How is that possible?
I have no
technology
idea.
Technology and stuff.
I mean, I know it does. Technology and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what. What do they do? They do servers?
I think they're software.
They are software.
Oh, they're software.
Cloud and cloud applications, cloud platforms, that kind of thing.
Are you eating something?
I did have something in my mouth. Sorry.
Cloud applications
and stuff.
I would love for George to go back and tell his dad The world's richest man is worth $393 billion, first of all. Let's see your dad's reaction. Then when your dad asks, well, what does he do? And you say, cloud applications.
What sort of new roofing technology is that?
Well, congratulations. We, the Musers, would like to offer Larry Ellison the forum.
You know, we've offered all these people the forum over the years, and no one's ever taken us up on it.
Not once.
Why was that such a big deal when Rhines would formally offer the forum? We would like to offer him the forum.
Usually somebody that got fired in radio, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was always, yes.
I don't think they ever took him up on it.
Okay, congrats.